Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Now, a warning to you that some listeners may find details of our next report distressing. A young girl who was allegedly repeatedly raped and sexually abused by family members told investigators her father had contacted her after she went into foster care and told her not to tell anyone about it. The jury in the trial of seven people accused of abusing the girl and her two brothers has heard further evidence from a recording of an interview with the girl in 2017 when she was 9 years old. We're joined by our courts reporter, Vivian Traynor. Vivian, what can you tell us?
Well, Ryan, this is the second day that the jury has been watching and listening to these pre-recorded interviews with this girl. She's now 12. She was 9 years old at the time these interviews were recorded using specialist Garda interviewers who are used to doing interviews with children. Today, in those interviews, we saw that she once again read from notes that she had made detailing what she says has happened to her. She said at this stage she was in foster care and she'd sent a message via Facebook to her father asking how he was, and he replied saying that he was fine, thanks. But she said he then sent her a message telling her, don't tell about the touching or you'll be in trouble. And she said that was a message that she received from her father. Then she said he also sent her a message asking her to send an intimate photograph of her, which she did. She then went on to tell Garda investigators that in the past, her parents and others had previously taken photographs of her being abused and that those photographs had been posted on Facebook, and they included photographs of herself and her brother. She said that she'd seen the photographs on her father's phone and that on one occasion he had shown her a photograph. She said she also received a message from one of her uncles, one of the men who's on trial here, asking where she was, and that she had replied to him, I'm in foster care.
Vivian, cross-examination of the girl has now begun.
Yes, it's just begun, just before lunchtime, Brian. And the jury was told by the judge, by way of explanation, that this is a very different process, this cross-examination, than what you might expect in a different trial with an adult witness, where child witnesses are involved. They're cross-examined by video link. They were told that the child in question is now 12 years old, very different in appearance from the pre-recorded videos they've seen. They'll only question her for maybe 20 minutes at a time. There will be frequent breaks taken. And the judge explained to the jury that this type of cross-examination would be far less robust than you might expect to see of an adult witness. The child is accompanied by an intermediary and she's there to help the child to understand or interpret any questions should the need arise. And already today, that intermediary has intervened a number of times to remind defence counsel to phrase their questions in a very simple way, not to make statements and follow them up with the question, to keep them very simple, to keep the questions. She said these type of questions can be very challenging for child witnesses. So she's there all the time to assist in that process.
Very good. Vivian Traynor, courts reporter, thank you for that.